I have an email here. It's all about an abseiling slug. And it comes in from Jen Wallace, Myrtleville in County Cork. And she says, abseiling slug? We spotted this abseiling slug on our wildlife cam in Cork. She sent in a video. You can see it on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. She goes on, we've never seen anything like it before. And our local wildlife expert suggested we contact you, as he hadn't seen it before either. We'd love to know what your experts think. There is a clip below, but we have more footage either side of the clip. Jen Wallace, Myrtleville in County Cork. Well, I had a look at it, Jen, and I can tell you on it because I responded to you straight away. I had heard of this. In fact, I had actually seen it before, not for real, but I'd seen it on video. But we found a man who knows all about it. His name is Dr. Roy Anderson. He lives in Belfast and he's one of Ireland's leading authorities on slugs.
Hello, my name's Roy Anderson. I'm an amateur person who is very interested in invertebrates. The very first thing I started with was snails, and that moved on to slugs. So I've been looking at slugs for the last 50 years, and it has resulted in the publication of this book here, which is The Slugs of Britain and Ireland. And it updates our knowledge of slugs. Slugs are not that well known. We thought there was about 32 species in Ireland, but we now realise there's approximately 38 species. And in Britain, the change in numbers from this study that was undertaken from about 2011 to 2014 increased the number of slugs in Britain and Ireland from about 33 to 47. So it's quite a big difference. So we've learned a lot more about slugs, and I'm sure there's a lot more to learn as well. The behaviour, breeding habits, and so on are fairly well documented, but there's always more to learn. Mm-hmm. And nowadays it's moved, of course, into the molecular realm. Work is being done on the DNA of these slugs, and we're finding out even more species and how they behave in Ireland and elsewhere in Europe.
That's great news for a person like you and other people who are interested in slugs. But I always thought a slug was a slug. I'm surprised you tell me there are 32 species in Ireland.
38,
actually. 38 species, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
so do they look very different?
Some look different, but quite a few look similar to each other. There are groups of slugs which can be quite hard to interpret for the average person as to which species they're looking at. Mm. And some indeed which you have to do a dissection to look at the naughty bits inside to understand what you're dealing with.
Now, when you say what you're dealing with, you're talking about the reproductive organs.
Yeah. Slugs have got both male and female parts. Mm. And so when slugs mate, they exchange sperm bags or spermatheci. And this exchange can take anywhere from 10 minutes to 2 to 3 hours, depending on the species.
Is there any such thing then as a male and a female slug?
No, slugs are he-she.
Yeah. Yeah,
they've got both bits. And some slugs don't sexually reproduce. They produce fertile eggs in their own bodies. And that is called selfing. But the majority of species cross, that is, they exchange sperm bags or spermatheci, and you get cross-fertilisation occurring in that. For cross-fertilisation would be a more sustainable approach to parenting in any group of animals. Selfing tends to occur at the edges of ranges of various species where they're not under particular pressure from other competing species, and that, of course, occurs to some of our commonest slugs in Ireland, such as the great black slug, which is abundant on heathlands and in the mountains almost to the summits across Ireland.
What exactly is a slug?
A slug is a mollusk, which is a group of animals with a very wide range of appearance and attributes, ranging from giant squid through octopus to snails, both land and freshwater, and slugs. Slugs, if you want to think of it that way, are snails that have lost their shells. Most slugs have the remnants of a shell internally in the mantle, and if you dissect them, you can find these little fragments of shell still there. Some slugs retain a tiny shell on the outside, and we call those semi-slugs because they're sort of halfway between slugs and snails. And we have four species of semi-slug in Ireland. Three of them are earthworm feeding and occur in southern counties and belong to a genus called Testacella. And the fourth one has just arrived. It's called Dodibardia rufa, and it comes from continental Europe. And like many of our slug species, has been introduced accidentally by man. Of the 38 species of slug found in Ireland, I would say the vast majority are not native. They are introduced. They've come here with plant products and agriculture. Most of them are relatively harmless, but there are a few, particularly one that's come in quite recently, which are major pests of certain types of crops in Europe. Mm. So much so that in Austria, for instance, if you're trying to sell a house, you have to certify that a slug called Orion vulgaris is absent from the property. It's a bit like trying to sell a property which has got Japanese knotweed in it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's taken very seriously there. We do have Orion vulgaris in Ireland now. It's come in within the last 15 years. It's spreading rapidly. But so far, I haven't heard of any reports of severe damage to crops.
We have to ask you about this mucus and these abseiling slugs, the image of which we've posted on our website because it was sent in by one of our listeners. Have you ever heard of this before? Have you ever seen it before with your own eyes?
I haven't seen it with my own eyes. I'd love to see it, but I haven't. There's only one species of slug that does this, though, and that's the tiger slug, Limax maximus. And we have exported, as agriculturalists and so on, Limax maximus across the world from Australia, New Zealand to California. And there was a very interesting series on garden life in Australia about 7 or 8 years ago, and it showed a beautiful rendering of the mating activity of the tiger slug, Limax maximus, where two come together on the underside of a branch. They evert their penes. Their penes are almost the length of their own body, which is about 4 to 5 inches. These penes are averted, circle round each other, form a almost like a Gordian knot hanging down below the animal, and the animal secretes an enormous amount of mucus, which forms a rope from the solid support, which is a branch or something similar, and they hang down while reproduction is taking place. Now, the mucus rope, if you like, supporting all this activity must be incredibly strong because these are not particularly lightweight animals. So it's interesting, as I've learned quite recently, that some American firm has maximized this by working out what the structure of the mucus in the rope is and using it for other applications.
So are you suggesting then that the tiger slug is a native species to Ireland?
It is, yes, as far as we know. A lot of the other species are not native. Most of them have come in quite recently from Britain or near parts of the continent, but two species in particular appear to have a rather longer history in Ireland than appearances might suggest. One is well known, the Kerry slug, and the other not so well known, the flagellate slug, but both occur naturally in northwest Iberia, i.e. northern Spain and northern Portugal. And the thought is that, along with a lot of other things, the very earliest farmers to come to Ireland from northern Spain brought with them various agricultural bits and pieces, and with those, accidentally introduced these two slugs to Ireland at a very early date. DNA evidence suggests that the Kerry slug, for instance, arose from a single introduction in the county of Kerry around 8,000 years ago. So it's been with us a very long time. It's not a native, but I think you'd have to agree it's an honorary native. And it's much commoner in Ireland than it now is in its native homeland in northern Iberia.
And it's probably the most famous slug in Ireland too, for lots of reasons.
It is, because it was included in European legislation, the Habitats Directive, which safeguards it in Ireland from being impinged upon by human activity. And so, of course, if you're planning to build a new road or whatever, you have to take that into account and do the relevant surveys and make sure that the slug is not unduly impacted by the development.
Well, but back to our tiger slug and slugs in general, why do they produce mucus in the first place?
And mucus is used in locomotion, basically provides an interface between the wet, soft slug and a hard substratum. And the mucus is produced for several reasons. First of all, to glide smoothly over the substratum, but also, and this is very important for the point of view of survival, to find its way back to its hiding place once it's finished feeding. And if there's heavy rain, slugs, like worms, lose their way because the mucus is washed off. They can't find their way back.
Is there a scent in that mucus?
I wouldn't describe it as a scent, but there's certainly something like a pheromone that would tell the slug, this is mine, this is my rope, this is my ladder back to my hiding place, and I will follow it once I've finished feeding.
So it's incredibly important for its survival.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
The colour of mucus is actually used because it's on the sole, the foot sole of the slug, can actually be used to distinguish different species, because some species have got quite colourless mucus, others have an orange colour, and so on.
Well, Roy, perhaps you'll see it someday.
Perhaps I will. Maybe this will inspire me to go out with a torch, annoy the neighbours, and see if I can find one in my local vicinity here.
Roy, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
We'll put details of Roy's book on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. Niall, you're nodding at me. You're nodding at me. Have you seen this?
Would you believe I saw it just last week in Spain? I hadn't seen it before, and I've just seen it. So it's very topical for me now at the moment. There are two very large, bright yellow slugs. I'd never seen a slug so yellow before. But the two of them were intertwined, hanging down off a branch in a very arid area, were intertwined. And actually, they were writhing around at each other. And they are hermaphrodites. So which they're both male and female sexual organs. So it's a very strange arrangement.
Exactly, quite alien, as Roy was describing, he-she's. Yeah. Both of them are he-she's.
That's right, absolutely. And I was actually amazed in Spain how many slugs there were. Many different species, even in very dry areas, coming across on the ground, or had to be very careful not to step on them as we were walking around. So, it really brought home to me just how prevalent slugs are, how many species there are, and how much I still have to learn about them.